Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Just checking, today is Wednesday. Already inside the world of being inside. That's what we have here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, September the 28th. Yes, it is Wednesday. For those of you who want to have it syllabically spelled out, that's it. Wednesday. All right, let's see what we have cooking here that we would consider good, Ms. Kirstner. Jay Kirstner, Doug Steffen, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. So here's, this is something that we would try to hope for anybody and everybody who would have this circumstance. Fellow who had cancer from Ohio, he beat the cancer, not for the first time, not for the second time, but for the third time. And as a result of that, he has walked a full marathon. One of the things, his name is Jonathan Sams. One of the things I like to say is every day is an awesome day. See, this is the attitude. You don't have any, if you, walking in his shoes, in a manner of speaking, but think about beating serious cancer.
Yeah.
Three times. So, he's had it. He walked a marathon inside the hospital where he was being treated for cancer. So he walked 26 miles inside the UC Medical Center in Cincinnati. He called it the Marathon of Purpose. Quote, one of the things I would like to say to every day is today is an awesome day. But that's up to me to live up to that.
So, yeah, that's true, because attitude is a choice.
Of course it is. Yeah. Yep, you got a choice to make. So he had cancer the first time when he was 14. Good Lord. So he's beat it for the third time, according to some of the local news sources. 3 days beforehand, he had, Jonathan Sams, had completed his in-hospital marathon. He was cheered on by nurses. He gave him high fives. Now, how many children does this guy have? We have, is there any number? I know he's got some children anyway. Imagine if you're the child. I can certainly relate to this because my children lived through 20 years of their mother having very serious stage 4 breast cancer.
Yeah, that is just awful.
That's the reason if you see a picture of my son Brendan, he has quite a number of tattoos, and all of them are dedicated to his mother in one way or another. If you look at the stories that the tattoos tell, they are all stories of his mother and her life. And it's pretty, actually pretty
That's
amazing.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah. She was something else, man. I've told you stories about her. She was somebody that couldn't live with me and I couldn't live with her, but we loved each other. We stayed together through thick and thin, not as husband and wife, as friends and parents. And I took care of her kind of the last year of her life. She was nobody to trifle with, and that's why she lasted, because she made up her mind, just like that guy did, that every day was going to be the best day that she could make it. She used to give all kinds of time to various things that were important to her, taking care of animals. She and I shared. She learned that from me. She didn't know anything about animals before she met me. She was a nun, for heaven's sakes, in a convent. And when she got out, she gravitated to me. And she loved the farm, was great with animals. She used to drive me nuts with all of the chickens. But she was somebody. So that's what we're talking about here. She made it work for her as well as she possibly could under the circumstances. This guy did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And good for him.
It's
from
amazing.
Turtle Creek Township. Yep. Good for him. Good for his children, too. For
cancer is so tough. My cousin, she she has cancer. She found out that she has cancer when she's a traveler, a world traveler, and she had this arm injury that wasn't healing, and that's how she found out. And it is the type of cancer that is not going to go away, and she will take breaks and gets treatment, but she is still traveling the world, and she will get treatment in hospitals wherever she's visiting, and it is amazing. She documents the entire thing.
Wow. Good for her. That's that not... Nothing easy about that.
Yeah, especially when you know that it is going to be fatal. And it's like, well, if I only have so many days left to live, I'm going to live them doing what I love most. And for her, that is traveling the world.
Well, I'm a traveling man. That's the Ricky Nelson song. You probably never heard that. Made a lot of stops all over the world. So she has taken whatever assets she had and decided to convert them so that she could go where she wanted to go and do what she wanted to do. She has no family or anything?
No, she does. She does. And she goes back. She comes back and visits every now and then and continues to travel.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like, I think she's going to be in Amsterdam sometime soon, and her nephew and his girlfriend are going to go out and visit.
So... That's, you know, you listen to these stories and you say, okay, there, but for the grace of God, go I. Think about it that way. This portion of the program brought to you by OOO. You know what the rest of it is, right? OOO O'Reilly. Improve your fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. That's something you can get at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Clean fuel system increases your vehicle's performance and the amount of money you spend for gasoline, the gas mileage affected by that. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Starts at $9.99 and earn 10 times O'Reilly O'Reilly O Rewards. Say that 100 times fast. O'Reilly O Rewards. Fuel system cleaner helps you get the most out of every gallon of gasoline. Save money with gas-saving tips from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts, or you can shop them online at O'ReillyAuto.com. The situation with Hurricane Ian, something we'll discuss right after this.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
All right, it's 15 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day, September 28th, Wednesday program. The hurricane that most people are talking about, Ian, striking Florida, Category 4 storm, Tampa, Orlando. It's cutting across the state, kind of going up the 4, if you know the state, headed in that direction, kind of cutting across the Tamiami Trail, Alligator Alley. And so most of Orlando at the moment is getting a pounding and potentially is going to get catastrophic flooding. The gusts there, 140, well, actually, it's now Category 3. It was Category 4, and it hit the, came across Cuba.
And it's like it keeps changing its route, and it's gaining speed.
Why don't we arrest it? If it's changing its route and it's speeding,
it's not following the rules, yeah.
No.
Well, but yeah, and Orlando's a little bit more inland, and they're looking to possibly get between 15 to 20 inches of rainfall, possibly up to 24. And by comparison, the most rainfall that Orlando has ever experienced was over a three-day period of just a little over 13 inches.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is going to be a lot. And this is just everyone going through it. Fort Myers in the path. And it just passed up the Keys a little bit.
Yeah, it is... It started at sort of that southwestern corner, Naples, Fort Myers, in that area. Not as bad as it hit Tampa, and then Orlando is getting it, but there's nothing now. There's kind of a slowdown because when these things hit land, they slow right down. So you see the trajectory of it going up in the Carolinas and disappearing. There's a high-pressure ridge that is north of there, kind of over the Ohio River Valley, in fact, where you are, and that's going to pretty much kick the you-know-what out of it. So one of the things that's a sidebar here, and this happens with every single one of these storms, by the way, now is not the day to go to Disney World and go to SeaWorld.
They're going to be closed. They're all closing. Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando, SeaWorld Orlando,
Space Center.
And then Kennedy Space Center complex will be closed. And then
no launches today.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, right. The airport's shut down, and that'll be probably for they canceled 2,000 flights in and out of Florida yesterday. So, yep. It is a hurricane. It's hurricane season. So if you have an animal, you got a dog, get a cat, get something that is close and personal to you, what do you do with it in the hurricane? If you're going to leave, you get in the car, you put the dog in the car, and you leave.
Take
a lot of people don't do that, and their animals are what you hear stories of. Well, I better go back to my house and check on my animals. What the hell did you leave them there for in the first place?
Yeah, and a lot of times if they're, depending on where they are, there's that storm surge that comes and they kind of try to wade through floodwaters. And then if their animals somehow miraculously survive, then they all end up needing to be rescued because they went back at a period of time when they probably should not have gone back. And if you flee, please take every living being in your household with you.
It seems like common sense, doesn't it?
One would think. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what's happening as sort of an ancillary effect to the hurricane? There are other storms, tornadoes that come about, especially if it's Category 4, 3, three not so much, Category 4, 5 always. And then with those come severe thunder and lightning storms, tornadoes, thunder and lightning. So if you have been, and there have been actually this year a number of incidents during the summer, and there, as the weather changes, there are thunderstorms, lightning, and that sort of thing. Do you know how to make sure you don't get struck by lightning? The odds of being struck are less than one in a million, if you didn't know that. It's certainly a lot more it's easy to get struck, much easier struck by lightning than it is to win a lottery ticket, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of the lightning strike victims survive if you do get hit by lightning. A lot of people think, if I get hit by lightning, I'll be dead.
Yeah, like it's always fatal, and it's surprisingly not.
Yeah. It's but it's scary as hell. I know that. I've been out in the thunder and lightning storms on a tractor. Just get caught and you get out of it as fast as you can. So not being on a tractor and not being in a golf cart, you're not supposed to be out on the golf course either. Stay away from barbed wire fences and power lines because they attract the lightning. That seems like common sense. 21 after the hour.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved two reformulated vaccines that are designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, making a dash for social media. Excuse me. So we have some things trending, including the new book by Kelly Ripa. And in the book, she Ripa's her relationship with Reege. I don't know if I like reading this or not, but we'll take a shot at this new book. I guess I ask the question, why do you have to tell these stories? But we'll figure out what the... Maybe the answer to that comes after you hear what the story is, which you'll hear right after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
So there's a new book published. I'm not sure who the publisher was. It wasn't published by Kelly Ripa, but written by Kelly Ripa. And she corrects the record on a lot of her complicated situations. And one of them was her relationship with Regis Philbin and how she kept the spark alive. According to her, it was only her, kind of, that... made the Regis-Kelly thing work. After Kathy left, Regis had obviously the say-so because he was the star of the show.
Yeah, he'd been there for a while. I didn't think she, well, granted, I didn't read the book, but only the excerpts. And from what I took, I didn't take anything bad from it. She acknowledged that it was very difficult going in at first because people love Kathy Lee, and she was the newbie, and she did have to earn her stripes. And she kind of acknowledged that, even though while identifying it was hard. And she even said she doesn't want to feel like she's slamming anybody, but it was difficult to try to get that relationship with Regis at the beginning, and then they did.
Why write it at all?
Well, because
that's how you sell the book.
But she's not slamming him. She's not slamming him. She's just speaking her truth.
No
wait,
illusions.
Hold on. Time out. She goes on to say that they did end up having a really great and wonderful relationship during their time there. And then when he left, she claims that she did try to reach out, but she also adds an honest fact that you can't make people be your friend if they're in a different time of their life. And while he did come back on occasion, she said that what he said to her is that he left the show because he just felt like it was going down a different path and he just really didn't fit with it very well anymore.
What, is that because he was an older broadcaster and he didn't fit with the young hip stuff they were talking about? Could that happen to other broadcasters?
It's probably more elaborated in the book.
Yeah.
But I really didn't read it as she was saying anything bad or slamming.
Well, you certainly put me in my place and you didn't let me say what I was going to say, but it's okay because you were good. All right, so I'll tell you later what I thought about the book or what I thought about what I read. Anyways, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often pets' bad habits are related to their home environment. Their nervous so-called hyperactive behavior may in fact be a reaction to the precious intentions of the family members around them. Animals cannot empathize with humans, and the preoccupied, angry, or hysterical behavior of a beloved guardian may actually rub off on a dog or cat. Now, I don't have any cure for human emotional ailments, but I can suggest that both pet and owner would benefit from a good exercise program. Chasing a frisbee eliminates the need to chase a tail or chew a paw. Most anxious or high-strung pets can be calmed by a dip in the ocean or a run around the park. And what appears to be serious emotional problems may simply be a desire to release a lot of pent-up energy. Lack of physical fitness in an animal creates a host of difficulties and in these cases worsen if it's not taken care of properly. You know, one of the first things I started talking about years ago was the importance of exercise. There's physical exercise and there's mental exercise. If you want that well-behaved pet, you got to combine them both together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A California teenager, the subject of an Amber Alert, was killed in a shootout between her father, an accused abductor, and the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department in the Southern California desert community of Victorville. It's still unclear if deputies or the father shot Savannah Graziano as she ran towards deputies during the firefight. Forecasters say Hurricane Ian has become an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm as it approaches Florida's west coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
On shore, and then it's going to kind of slow to a crawl. Yes, it will weaken, but it will just plod along. What that's going to do, that's going to dump massive amounts of rain.
Sirhan Sirhan, who assassinated presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy in 1968, is asking a judge on Wednesday to free him from prison by reversing California Governor Gavin Newsom's denial of his parole earlier this year. USA Radio News.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a Chick-fil-A worker. Did you see this, Jay? Who jumped into action to stop a carjacking. Now, this is down in Florida. This young employee sprang into action after a man stole the car keys in the parking lot of the Chick-fil-A.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alright, this is from the moldy, oldy, goody, goldy, rusty rack of wrinkled records department. Back from the days when I used to play the moldy, oldy, goody, goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled records on the radio. So here is a quiz. Back in the, speaking of the good old days, when I used to have a phone system that actually worked and we could take phone calls, someday we're aspiring to. And the crew in Dallas, it's not easy these days to even get to somebody who can. You'd think that a major radio network would be able to, in some way, shape, or form, figure out how to get the phone system to work in cooperation with whoever the phone provider was. You'd think. Well, listen, we can always hope. Yeah, what is it? Hope springs eternal in the life of...
Yeah, you have to put your words out there into the universe.
That's right. Yep, that's right. Thoughts are things. So if it was that I had a phone system, I would have asked you and given a prize. I would have given you $100 to call us at whatever the number is and tell us what the name of that theme is. It would have been easier for you to tell. Most people would have gotten that it was the song called The Bridge on the River Kwai. And it was the, well, no, it's the marching theme from The Bridge on the River Kwai. Alec Guinness starred one of the best movies ever made. Fabulous. If you haven't ever seen it, young whippersnappers like James and Jay, if you've never seen that movie, make it your business to see it. It's really, that's the best I can do to describe it as fabulous. That's it. Take my word for it. And so the second part of my focus on that theme would have been to ask what gasoline, what petroleum company used that music as the theme for its advertising on radio and television.
Excellent.
And you know the answer?
Was that it?
What? That was the theme.
Exxon. Oh, no. I was saying Exxon Mobil Gas.
No. New.
Oh, no. I thought I guessed right.
No. You lose. You didn't get the prize.
I was thinking I'm playing the lottery next.
Yes. Okay. Well, you maybe can win. The gasoline company was Getty. Getty Oil used that theme for their... So if you thought that, if you're driving along or you're getting up brushing your teeth or whatever it is that you're doing and you thought to yourself, oh, I remember that from the Getty commercials. Maybe you didn't even know it was from that famous movie. So now you have all of that information, which you can use for conversational purposes, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, speaking of winners, a woman won $1 million prize. She'd been buying lottery tickets every week down there in North Carolina. She got a scratch-off. She did it every week, scratched off. It paid off big time for Sabrina Bottoms. What a great name, right? Hi, my name is Sabrina Bottoms.
Yeah, sounds like an actor.
Yeah. Okay, so she works in a company in Conway, North Carolina. Bought the $1 million ticket Sunday after a routine visit to the Park and Shop gas stop. The lottery is to benefit the North Carolina education system. At least that's what they tell you, so you'll buy them and feel, oh, this is good. They don't use the money. All those promises from the lottery, that's a bunch of bunkum. At any rate, it's good for the people to win. And then she says, I can't believe I won. I fill up, get a ticket, and do it every week. Ticket which helps students again. So $10 cost for the ticket. That's a pretty good investment, right?
That's
$10
great.
Get a million back? Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like every time people play, nobody expects to actually win.
Yeah.
And when you do win, it's maybe
$10
here. Yeah, it's,
to
it's
buy
enough
another
to buy
ticket.
Your next lottery ticket. Yeah.
That's right, exactly. So anyway, she called her cousin, told her what was going on. She got in the car, she scratched the ticket. Woo-hoo! She didn't let that ticket out of her sight. You can imagine that. Everywhere I went, the ticket went to the bathroom under my pillow. So she says she's going to use the money to buy her dream home. Tries to claim the lump sum of $600,000. Otherwise, she get $50,000 over the next 20 years, or $50,000 a year. And you take taxes into consideration, et cetera, et cetera. She's got enough money to buy a decent home, I guess, down there. So God bless you. Good for her. Yep. Keep buying those tickets, baby. 2.5, according to the lottery anyway, $2.5 million is raised every day for ticket sales to help fund education. They've said that three times, and I don't, maybe that's the counter, what they know is going to come from me. Not so fast there. A couple of winners in Illinois. Got $1.3 billion. That was it the other day. That was announced, right?
Yeah.
Lotteries are up to, I think one of them is about 380 something. I saw in the gas station yesterday. The other one's close to it. They pretty much stay on par with each other. Powerball and
they do typically seem to be pretty close to each other.
Yeah,
and it's always funny to me when some people are like, "Well, no, it's not high enough for me to play yet. I need to wait till they're in the billions before I'll play."
Right, you have a much better chance of winning 50, 60, 70 million to do of 10 times that much there, you chump. Okay. This is a sort of a theme here. The story in the last half hour about the fellow who licked cancer three times and then ran a marathon in the hospital. He was, finishing treatment for the last course of the cancer treatment. This is, if you haven't just tried to send a, say it again, Doug. There it is. If you're just sort of joining us and you didn't hear the conversation, you can go back to gooddayshow.com and hear the first part of this hour, because the show repeats all through the day, the whole show. The whole program is on the air. And so if you didn't hear something earlier on, you can listen to it as the program plays back. Gooddayshow.com. Also, you can hear our podcast, the Good Day Download. Matter of fact, the most recent one has us talking in part about COVID and how it got into my family, my daughter-in-law, Sophie, and my grandson, Jasper, have it. I think they posted a few or so posted a few things on a couple of social media sites, just the fact that they got it. They figure they got it in the airport or maybe in the plane on their way back home over the weekend from having been here for 2 weeks. Anyway, so we talk about that. Alan Rickman's diary turned into a book, and China is running out of food. How about all of that stuff? We talk about, and we actually talked about, you can hear us talk about why we send money to Ukraine. Lots of things to discuss every day. All the information that's available, sharing info and good spirits and stuff. It's all on gooddayshow.com. You can follow us on social media, too, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, at Good Day On Air. So the whole point of me talking about that is to bring us around to another story that makes you feel good about cancer, cancer screening. Apparently, doctors have found better ways of screening for cancer. As a matter of fact, it's a single blood test, Jay, and this one blood test will spot any number of cancers in their early stages. So this, for me, just underscores why you need to have an annual physical. Actually, I get two a year. I have two different providers, and by the time I see Ken, it's actually three. Get the blood work done. Make sure that you ask for the Galleri test, G-A-L-L-E-R-I. Now, I don't know, maybe you do, whether or not this is paid for by insurance. A lot of the things that the doctor will ask for will be paid for. The reason they ask for the panel of blood tests is because they're paid for by insurance. Wouldn't you think anything that was preventative would be paid for by insurance, whether it's Medicare, huh?
Yeah, you would definitely think, because it would be cheaper at the forefront if beginning stage is
they pay for it. It's so stupid.
There's less cost than what end stage would be.
So this is the Pathfinder trial that took place for the Galleri test. It'll detect a lot of different kinds of cancer in your DNA. So let's see, they had a trial of 6,000 adults. They were all over the age of 50. They took the test, came back positive in 92 of the 6,000 adults. There was some kind of cancer. 35 had already solid tumors in their body. None of them had any symptoms. That's the scary part. That's why you get the blood test. That's why you work through this. That's why this is important.
So these, get physicals and checkups, and that's also why during COVID times when people were not going to the doctors, why so many people were being diagnosed with things after.
Yeah. So the blood tests found tumors in the liver, colon, breast, and blood, but they were too small to have been detected in the normal way of doing things. Some cases, they weren't the kind that routinely were tested for. And that's, again, that's the shame of it, or that's the disgusting reality of it. Should be testing for everything. Blood tests for lots of different types of cancer belonged in science fiction, certainly when I was a kid. And now this is something we're at least making progress. They have the test, then we've got to get the insurance companies to pay for it. So that's up to you to push that with all of your might, especially if you have any kind of cancer in your family. Yep, very important to do. Here is, as long as we're in the, this is something else that's pretty good here. I like this comes to medicine. There's a miracle drug, at least that's what they're calling it. Young girl running, dancing, swimming again. She has cystic fibrosis. 70-year-old Harriet Kaur has CR. She's had coughing fits through her life. Weakened immune system. Imagine not being able to control coughing. If you've had any cold, serious cough.
A lot of times, kids with cystic fibrosis, oftentimes they can't even go to school because of the risk of any kind of infection. And the cystic fibrosis patients can't be around other cystic fibrosis patients. And it is just awful. And here, this young girl, because of this miracle drug, is living the life of a healthy young girl in a way.
So this is the good side. You hear me often taking shots at drug companies because they deserve it. But the other side of it is that all drug companies are not alike. It's all the profit motive. Certainly when somebody comes up to something like this, they patent it and you get 10 years to get your money back because the research is often very, very expensive and time consuming. But the other side of it is even if the drug companies are curs, somebody coming up with something like this, I don't know, can I pronounce this? Is it Orkambi? Is that what it's called? Something like that.
That's what I would say.
O-R-K-A-M-B-I. Anyway, so it's been around for a couple of years. As soon as she started taking, that was the first thing she took. And then she started taking something called Kaftrio, K-A-F-T-R-I-O. And that has made a big difference. Overnight transformation of her health. So God love Harriet Kaur, 7 years old. Now she can dance and swim because of this. And this is not an ad for Kaftrio, but certainly good to know the story. 48 after the hour.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as cane grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Family all together here, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay and I have some things to report, including another recall. The recall of the day honor belongs to Keswick Creamery. Listeria contamination at Carrick Farms in Newburgh, Pennsylvania. Raw cheeses that they make there, manufactured by the company connected to the farm. So Listeria is the worst of the three, E. coli, Salmonella. So let's see here.
And things don't even smell spoilt or sour, like there's anything wrong with them, with Listeria.
Well, it's a lot of cheese piece. Smells bad and it's okay.
Oh, yeah. A lot of it's supposed to smell funky.
Right, exactly. So anyway, aged raw cheeses. We can go through. Actually, you probably can post these, I guess, on our website and on the American Family Farmer website. But the bottom line is, if you bought anything from Keswick Creamery, if you have any of these products, or if you have any question about some strange cheeses that you may have bought, whether it's raw milk cheese, which I used to make on my farm, and I don't know how you tell that it's bad because they aren't any good until they've got mold growing all over them. But then there's some pasteurized milk cheeses, any kind of cheese that you have bought. If you have a question, bring it back to the store, get your money back, give it a week or two, or go to the local person who does cheeses and buy your cheese there. That'd be my recommendation. All right, so that takes care of that. Sandra Bullock has had an avocado farm, E-I-E-I-O, for quite a long time. She says, I'm selling and moving out. $6 million, and you're going to have Sandra Bullock's California avocado farm.
Yeah, she has other things. She brought in, there's olive trees, and this isn't even something that's really open to anybody. It's just her own oasis.
Yeah.
But it sounds fantastic. Can we put this on Airbnb?
Yeah, she's going to rent. Here's where I go for the winter. She's putting her Malibu home up for rent for $30,000 a month. How about that? You think I'll? Yeah, maybe next year when things are better, when the phone system works, I'll be much better off then. Okay, in a moment, what do we want to know about the labels for beef? That's coming right up here on Good Day.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, I came across a new poll conducted by a company called Morning Consult. The Coalition for Prosperous America asked Americans if they want their beef labeled, and if they have a label on it, what country is it from? This is something that's been going on for a long time. This is about as outrageous as anything that the government doesn't do. And it's because of lobbyists that are from the beef industry that are pretending. And this is not even inside America, although they're American sellers of the beef. 86% of Americans want an American beef labeling act. So why don't we have one if 86% of American voters want one? Shouldn't that be the reason there is one?
Mm-hmm.
89% of American voters concerned that importers of foreign beef put a U.S. food safety inspection sticker on a package, even though the beef comes from, was born, raised, and harvested outside our country. 90% of American voters are concerned that importers of foreign beef can legally put a product of USA. Does the government, if they're this corrupt, this is corruption. We should have you and everybody else supporting the American Beef Labeling Act. I don't eat this stuff, but man, I'll tell you something. This is about as outrageous as it gets. So do something about it. Call your senator's office or congressman's office and demand the American Beef Labeling Act. 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.